You're listening to the Family of Te Gata podcast. Message from Neo. Nusser from Nusa, the first upgraded race.
Beloved ones of the great planet Earth, we speak to you often about the amazing transformation that has been gifted by the Galactic Federation to many races. Circulating light with crystal hearts allows infinite life in the body form. With the absence of struggles of any kind, there is joy with having families that remain together infinitely. In this communication, we will discuss the first race that received this gift of light. Let's delve into the reasons that such a change was required. Indeed, this set in motion all that would follow. As light expanded and connected galactic races, Earth received the promise of a shift to light for souls that lived in the final waking dream. You are these souls, beloved ones. The Nusser were created 6 billion years ago in the frequency of Source Love. Given the ability to choose with absolute free will, allowed these beings to quickly move into duality. Being older than your own planet will allow you to imagine the lives of their created moment. As so many other races have lived in primitive form, know as well that the Nusser also struggled to find food and create shelter. Their lives were cut short as animals attacked ferociously and water was scarce many times. Death was often sudden and horrific, and this led the Nusser to become warriors to survive. The Nusser stand 9 feet tall with long brown hair and very light tan-colored skin. Their eyes are pale yellow with human features. Nudity in animal skins were worn for thousands of years until methods of creating better clothing became possible. The planet of their home is called Nusa by the souls that lived and died in approximately 30 years. Incarnating back into their race meant families had young children that continued to live harshly. The temperature in most regions was 130 degrees. In minutes, the same area dropped to freezing temperatures below 0 degrees. This way of living made it impossible to feel comfort as everyone struggled to maintain their body temperature. Many families were discovered frozen in place as they rested. Others were found searching for water as they fell to their death in scorching heat. Over time, the Nusser became despondent and bitter in the plight they never asked for. Animals were killed regularly as their skins were needed for warmth. Life became meaningless for the Nusser, and there was no respect or reverence for creation. There were no leaders, and everyone took what they wanted from others. Wars began and killing was barbaric. Everyone suffered at the hands of another. Each of the Nusser felt they were the victim. Life was serious and no one laughed. Children lived as adults with survival and discord always present. The skies were filled with crafts and motherships of the Galactic Federation. Elder Ikai was firmly established as chief commander of those he had gathered to serve the light. Understanding his power, he felt an enormous responsibility for those suffering in darkness. He chose to visit the souls of Nusa to tell them what was possible with light. The Nusser stood in amazement at the beauty that covered the skies with flashing lights. They never imagined that the most beautiful beings of creation would come to them with assistance of any kind. As Elder Ikai landed firmly and with honor, the frequency of this encounter was felt by the Nusser. Instead of feeling afraid, the souls of Nusa began to gather and come closer. Members of the Galactic Federation stood tall with honor as they began communication. The teaching of infinite life and the possibilities to choose peace and unity were new concepts to the Nusser. With great excitement and a new trust, light was embraced and desired. Elder Ikai raised his mighty hand and emitted frequencies of light so powerfully that it magnified and exploded in a force that moved over mountains and barren land. Other members joined him, and the entire planet of desolation was transformed. The beauty and peace of Nusa was felt in one moment by all life that had suffered in confusion. There was clarity with the truth of light. the temperature surrounding Nusa became pleasant and stabilized. The Nusr smiled as they looked at others with their new crystal hearts. From this moment, life changed and love was truly felt by all life. Animals sat quietly as the souls of Nusa meditated with collective light. Fairies arrived through portals with the excitement of the beings that found themselves at last. More animals were brought from Arcturus and the Pleiades that already had upgraded bodies that would never experience death. Large tigers and lions joined other animals in frequencies of love and well-being. Homes with crystal columns were created near Lavender and Yellow Mountains. Oceans and streams served the Nusr well with clear drinking water in abundance. Colorful flowers and areas of lush vegetation grew throughout soft silver grass. There was no lack as everyone shared produce, art and music. A sense of unity was felt as oneness prevailed. Clothing with beautiful tapestries were enjoyed with capes and robes for celebrations. Indeed, this manner of life has continued as Nusa has been transformed by light. Many of the Nusr joined ranks with members of the Galactic Federation. They travel with ease through all densities and dimensions in large motherships. They proudly wear blue uniforms with silver boots. Their chief commander is now an elder on Nusa. He is known as a strong and kind leader that is called Elder Vukiso. The gift of upgrades was successful on the first mission to Nusa. For this reason, there is hope for all humanity that has desired infinite lives of peace and perfection. Allow your consciousness to take you to Nusa. Here you will experience your transformation to Sheen in the upcoming shift where all souls are one in light. We live and thrive in one spirit of love. Niki Maiya, I love you so. Neo.